Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to be How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now, right where you are. Come on, enter in this morning with all faith, believing and trusting God for a mighty move in your life on today, in the life of your family members, amen. Come on, surrender all over to God. Come casting every care, every fear, every worry, every doubt at the base of the cross, amen. Leaving it there and picking up all that God has for you, which is peace, amen, your healing, your deliverance, your freedom, amen. It is ready for you to receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, come on, come on, let's sing unto the Lord a new song. Open up your mouth and just thank him right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We give it all over to you right now. We surrender all over to you, Lord God, withholding nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day, amen. Declare his glory is among the nations, his wonders amongst all the people, amen. My Lord, my God, for all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens on his majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Amen. Tremble before him on the earth, saying among the nations, the Lord reigns. The Lord, hallelujah. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be removed. Amen. He shall judge the people righteously. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Decree and declare that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. We come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our hearts, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, that you never leave us or forsake us. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would quicken us up. Hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. Amen. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's out of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come to you in humility and fear and in trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now that we receive our forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free, totally blameless from the top of our head to the soles of our feet up at the intrinsic and quantum level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, another, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your goodness this morning. We decree and declare that we belong to you and that you are our God and we are your people. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, move on us and move in us, oh God. Oh Lord, fill these your temples with as much the kind of glory as possible. Oh Lord, we come to worship you, amen, as your word desires in spirit and in truth, according to John 4:42. We know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world, amen. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ and we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will, amen, out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you. Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, amen, a right heart and repentant in all our ways, that nothing be done in strife of vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, but with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the love and intimate relationship that we have with you, Lord God. Father, according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants of the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul yearns, hallelujah, thirst of you, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, yet even pass the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning, amen. Let the fire burn, hallelujah, everly increasing in each of us, amen. Uphold us with our free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, let there be no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. Let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, and loving kindness, that we sing praise to you all the days of our life, creating us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you, Lord God. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads, amen. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, amen. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. Make our life be a living sacrifice, amen. A sweet Savior aroma, that you would be glorified, honored in our life, be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us, amen, in over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you, and we ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be the one way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, for there's no one greater than you, Lord. We decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthing us, and it's manifesting His glorious presence right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, and in His holy name we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that it is so. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We come asking for more of you this morning. Lord, we ask that you restore the hope, amen, to your children, amen. Lord, restore the joy, amen. Hallelujah, restore the peace, amen. Lord, we pray for divine unity where the enemy has caused division, Father God. We ask that you step in right there, divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. Anything that the enemy has set out for evil, God, turn it around for our good, amen. Anything that the enemy set out to destroy us, any curse has been sent our way, Lord, turn it around to be a blessing to your children, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare all is well. We bless your holy name, Father God. Heavenly Father, we pray according to your word in Ephesians 1, 17 through 23, that you would give each of us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We pray that the eyes of our understanding we be enlightened, so that we may know what it is, what is the hope of the calling of Jesus Christ, and the riches of the glory of Jesus Christ, inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which is used to raise Jesus Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, for above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you put all things under the feet of Jesus Christ and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him. Amen. Hallelujah. Who fills all in all. To God be the glory. Heavenly Father, open up our eyes that we may see how great you are and how complete your provision is for us. We thank you that the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ was won for us on the cross, and in his resurrection has been given to us, and we are seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavens. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you by faith and in hallelujah and independence upon you. We put off the flesh and works of the old man and woman and stand unto all the victory of the crucifixion where the Lord Jesus Christ provided cleansing from the old nature. Amen. We put on ourselves a new woman and new man, that we stand into all the victory of the resurrection and the provision that Jesus Christ has made for us. Amen. Everyone, we put off all forms of selfishness and we put on ourselves right now the new nature of Jesus Christ with his love. Amen. We put up all forms of fear and we put on the new nature of Jesus Christ with his courage. Amen. We put up all forms of lust and we put on the new nature with his righteousness, purity, and honesty. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're trusting you to show each of us how to accomplish this in our daily lives. In every way we stand in the victory of the ascension and glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whereby all principalities and power were made subject to Jesus Christ. We claim our place in Christ as victorious with him over all the enemies of our souls. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will fill us right now. Come into our lives, break down every idol and cast out every foe, and continually lead us in prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. We are thankful, Heavenly Father, for the expression of the power of Lord Jesus Christ. We claim all the will and destiny of God for each of us. Amen. We are thankful that you have blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Holy, we are thankful that you have begotten us unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. We are thankful that you have made provisions for us that we can be filled with the Spirit of God with love, joy, peace, with long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faithfulness, and self-control in our lives. Amen. We recognize that it is your will. Amen. Hallelujah for us, and we therefore reject and resist all the efforts of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob us of the will of God. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our minds to protect us from the enemy of all our accusations, distortions, insinuations, hallelujah, and lies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we claim the fullness of the will of God for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're completely surrendered ourselves to you, Heavenly Father, as a living sacrifice. We choose not to be conformed to this world. We choose to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. And we pray that you will show us your will and enable us to walk in your will. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind our wills to the will of God. And we bind our minds to the mind of Christ. To God be the glory. Amen. My Lord, my God, we can thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for keeping us watchful and praying at all times. We thank you, hallelujah, for letting us be counted worthy to escape all things that will come to pass. We thank you for letting us stand before the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, and in Christ's holy name. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Father God, we ask on today that you'll bless us and those in our family and our going and coming on today. Oh, Lord, we ask you to give us and every person that we pray for today traveling mercies and grace and deliver us safely to our destination. We ask you to deliver us safely to our destination, and we ask you to loose your warrant angels to go before us and protect us and to force out all darkness and all destructive forces away from us. Amen. Hallelujah. If your angels have to manifest themselves to protect us, please let them do so right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, bless us in our going and coming on today. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now and our family members and loved ones, over their homes and all that's in our homes. Amen. Every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare all that's well with us in our home. We decree and declare healing this morning. Amen. We decree and declare our deliverance, amen, from every stronghold, soul tie, strong man, messenger, Satan, and all the works of the devil, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we put on us right now the full arm of God, and we decree and declare, hallelujah, the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, and we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way, and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we, hallelujah, we use against all the forces of hell that tries to come against our life and those, our family, and all that we love and concerned about. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help on today. And we just want to say thank you for your help and your ever-present help, oh, Lord. And, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh, God, as we pray for the sick and shed in, oh, Lord, that you would just sing your word, and we decree and declare by your word, hallelujah, we and they shall be healed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we lift up Minister Lauren Green on today, Lord God, your minister, oh God, that you ordained for such a time as this, Oh, Lord, that you would use her mighty, Father God, that you would touch his mouth, oh God, touch his ears and hands, oh God. Oh, Lord, he caught my voice shit here. Oh, Lord, he caught my higher. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, yes, sir. Right now, God, that you would anoint his head with your Holy Ghost, oh God, that he would speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, that all will be able to receive on today, amen. We come against every hindering spirit, amen. We come against every lying, manipulating, controlling spirit, spirit of jealousy, spirit of competitiveness. We come against every unteachable spirit, amen. We come against every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, of viruses. We come against the spirit of oppression, depression, fear, pride. We come against the spirit of worry. We come against every spirit of lust and perversion. We come against every homicide spirit, suicide spirit, homosexual spirit, any spirit that's operating us outside of the Holy Spirit. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Satan, we command you to loose your hold off of us and those in our family. We are blood washed and we belong to Jesus. You have no right to us, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We love, so we are probably your children of God. My Lord, my God, Lord, we ask you to increase us in love, increase the faith that we can receive even more, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, help us, oh God, with our unbelief. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. We give it all over to you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you that peace has come and peace is still. Oh, Lord, we silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now. We blind his eyes. We deafen his ears. Hallelujah. We paralyze his steps. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, he will not speak any evil towards our life or those in our family. He will not be able to hear our prayers or conversation unless we speak directly to him. He will not be able to locate us in the spirit or in the natural. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, he will not be able to show up in our life or those in our family. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare the works of the enemy to be destroyed. And we are blessed. And we are better than blessed. We've been blessed by Heavenly Father. The greatest he that's in us and he that's in the world. We're more than conquered through Christ Jesus, who conquered the world. Amen. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Amen. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. We are hallelujah. We find strength in our weakness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will not declare that we are weak, but we are strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we'll co-heir to the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus. Amen. We're blessed, hallelujah, to be a blessing. And we just want to say thank you that it's turning around for us. Amen. Breakthrough has come. Amen. Deliverance is here. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up the windows of heaven right now and pour out blessings upon the life of your children that we won't have room enough to receive. Amen. That others will be blessed by the overflow. So, Lord, we thank you for the overflow of blessings this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that we have favor in our sight, of God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we're not just readers of the Word of God or hearers, but we are doers of the Word of God. Amen. My Lord, my God, we will not let Satan hold us back up from receiving what God has us receive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by being angry and unforgiving, amen, but operate, hallelujah, in love and forgiveness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare our eyes see, our ears hear, our tongues speak, our feet move, our hands clap up. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, glory to your name, God. We decree and declare never again we will allow the enemy to use us, but we will be a vessel for God to use all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord upon all this year today that have an ear to hear, that you may receive by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for financial breakthrough. Hallelujah. Those of us that are dealing with any financial strife or hardship, Lord, we pray, oh God, we call upon you, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We come this morning seeking first your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. We call upon you, oh God, for divine provisions in our finances right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray for those that are unemployed and are looking for employment, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will bless, oh God, and supply every need right now and bring about employment, oh God, the places that will truly be bless, amen. Hallelujah. And they would be a blessing to, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, a child of God, they would see that they would be happy with being there, amen, and going to daily, amen, because your word would reign in that place, amen, in your children, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We pray for every troubled marriage right now. We pray for restoration of that marriage, oh God, that you ordained this morning, oh God. And we ask for the God that you have restored, oh God, to the beginning, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, when there was joy, peace, and faithfulness, oh God. Hallelujah. Honesty and respect, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, wanting more of each other. Amen. Oh Lord, restore that marriage of today. Touch it, oh God. Oh God, for your word says that he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help man to love his wife as Jesus loved the church. The Bible says he gave himself to her. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank the Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We love you. We decree and declare that we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us both. And it's in Jesus, in us all, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right where you are. Amen. Come on, give it all over to God. Just thank him right now. Come on, church. We bless your name, God. Welcome, welcome, welcome this Sunday morning. We thank God for you. We thank God. We welcome everyone this Sunday morning. Amen. This new day, new mercies and new grace. We welcome you here at the Gospel Public Ministries. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everyone in Houston, Texas, and surrounding cities, Louisiana, hallelujah, California, New Jersey, New York, Illinois, Alabama, Mississippi, Atlanta, Florida, wherever you are on today, we welcome you here this morning. We are the Gospel Public Ministries, amen, where Jesus Christ is Lord. God is the head. The Holy Spirit leads and guides and instructs us here at the Gospel Public Ministries. We come to love on you this morning, amen, for God is love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're so happy to be here. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to the Gospel Public Ministries where senior pastor is Pastor.
Amen. Pastor Dorsey Manning. Amen.
And Apostle Tawanika Manning, our minister on the roster. Hallelujah. Minister Lauren Green, we're so happy to be here before you. If it's your first time here in Sunday service with us, we definitely want to welcome you here. My husband and I, we want to pray for you and pray with you, for we know the power of agreement, of touching and agreeing. So if that is you on today, please press 1. If you're online listening, call in to 845-277-9213. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Pastor. Good morning.
Amen. Amen. Welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning. Amen. Today is such a beautiful day. Today is such a wonderful day because we woke up this morning. Amen. God has been so good to us. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice and be so glad in it because he is so worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. We just thank God this morning. I see pastors out there and just enjoying the beauty of what God has given us one more time that we don't take for granted in this world, the sun, amen, the trees and the grass, and just looking at the creation, the work of God in its beautiness and its holiness. So I'm so grateful to be here, not taking life for granted of this moment that we have right here and right now that God has given us, not thinking about what tomorrow's going to bring, but just being grateful in this time that we have. Amen. Hallelujah. Every Sunday, you all, we do have our communion Sunday morning. We're going to prepare ourselves to partake in communion this morning. So if you go ahead and grab your elements or things that you'll be needing to partake in communion, we're going to have a song selection here, and we'll be right back for our communion. So stay right here with us during this time right here. Go ahead and grab your things. Amen. God bless you.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me,
Glory to God. At this time, we're going to partake in communion this morning. Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22. Hallelujah. Verse 14 through 20. Bear with me this morning. Amen. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Hallelujah. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. And we say by faith, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for touching us. We thank you for healing us. We thank you, Lord, that we can take this piece of bread, your body, and remember that you made you. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us in the name of Jesus. It sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. thank you for what you have done for us. Hallelujah. How you gave your life for us there on Calvary. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. You live, therefore we live in you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Our scripture this morning is going to be coming out the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 44 through 49. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 44 through 49, then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen and amen. At this time, we're going to have our song selection, and then we'll be back for the preach word from our minister, Lauren Green. So stay with us. Hallelujah.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet and just enter in right now? Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, God. help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Yes, you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said, I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God! Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I got to breathe. Matthew chapter 17,
I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have the preach word from our very own Minister Lauren Green. God bless you, Minister Lauren Green. Go ahead.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Dominique Manning, Dorsey Manning, amen. Thank you for this opportunity, amen. We just thank you both, amen, and we praise God. And we pray that something is said or something in the scriptures or in the word that would encourage somebody on today. We're going to talk to you for a little while from the book of 2 Timothy. The book of 2 Timothy. The second chapter and the 15th verse. The book of 2 Timothy, the second chapter and the 15th verse. And it says, from the King James Version, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Here we find that Paul was the writer. This is his second epistle to Timothy. It is believed to be written between A.D. 66 and 67. Paul was writing to encourage Timothy, a young pastor, at the church called Ephesus. Amen. And one of the things I want to encourage you on today, and the subject is going to be keep a love for God's word as a subject. And then the subtopic, God speaks to us through his word. Keep a love for God's word. Amen. Amen. A lot of times, sometimes we feel like in our studies that it's not benefiting us. But I want you to know that when you are studying the word of God, you are doing it unto God. Amen. And it is a blessing. And it is going to bless your life. Amen. But the key thing is that you have to apply it. That's the way that it blesses you. And the word of God is line upon line. Precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. You get it a little at a time, a little at a time. I can remember back when I was young going to church, one of the first things we learned was the Lord's Prayer. Amen. They taught us the Lord's Prayer. And then the next thing that we learned was the books of the Bible. Amen. They wanted to teach us the books of the Bible so that when the word is getting ready to be brought forth and the pastor or the speaker would bring the message, that it would be, we would be able to find where he was teaching from. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Amen. Amen. So one of the things is that as we study the Bible, we find out that there are 66 books to the Bible, 39 Old Testament, 27 New Testament. The Old Testament starts with the first five books of the Bible, known as the Law and the Ten Commandments. And then 600 other laws in Leviticus. Then we have the New Testament, beginning with the four Gospels, which contains the birth of Christ, the birth of Jesus, his life, his ministry, his death, his burial, and resurrection. Then we have the book of Acts, which some call the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. And it's known as the early church. Then we have the epistles written by Paul, Peter, and John. Hebrews is unknown. It is believed to be written by Paul. Revelation was written by John. Amen. When he was, they believe to say that he was in his 90s when he was out on the island of Patmos and he received the revelation from Jesus Christ. Amen. John was not the revelator. Jesus is the revelator. Amen. And it was all inspired by God through the Holy Spirit. Although the scriptures were originally written to ancient Israelites and the early Christians, they're also written down for instructions. 1 Corinthians 10 and 11. For example, the church today is to learn from Israel's example to respond in faith rather than unbelief. Therefore, the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Hebrews 3, 7 and 8. They rebelled against God out there in the wilderness. God had brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, freed them from bondage. Amen. Just like we are free from bondage, the power of sin when we become saved, Christ frees us from that bondage. And then we accept him as our personal savior. But here we see that God had brought Israel out of Egypt, and instead of them following God, they murmured and complained. God hates murmuring and complaints. That's one of the things I've learned, is that not to complain so much, because the more you complain, the worse it gets. Amen. I found it in my own life. Amen. The more you complain, the worse it gets. So I learned to just go through the test, keep praying, keep the faith, rest in the Lord, and go ahead and go on through that trial. It's not as long as if you're murmuring and complaining. And then when you're murmuring and complaining through it, it makes it harder. And one of the things that happened with them, because they murmured and complained, older generation died out there in the wilderness. And God only allowed the ones 20 and under. And the only two that followed God fully was Joshua and Caleb. Amen. You don't want to be rebellious. In other words, whatever it is God is telling you, the Holy Spirit, if he's telling you to be more kind, be more kind. If he's telling you to give more, give more. If he's telling you not to be so anxious, rest in me, rest in God. Whatever it is that God is speaking to your heart, and whatever it is that keeps coming up in your spirit, that's what you have to do. Because if you do not, it gets harder. Amen. I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. So we find here that studying and applying God's word will change your life. Amen. The first indication that you are saved and that you're a Christian, when your life changed, when you no longer want to do those things that you used to do. When somebody was saying that, Well, I've been in church all my life. I was brought up in the church. Are you saved? Are you operating in pride because you've been in the church? Are you self-righteous? You need to be delivered from that. Amen. A changed life. When you no longer want to drink or smoke or do any of those other things, I'm not judging people that do those things. I'm just saying that you'll no longer want to do those things. Amen. Help me, Holy Ghost. You'll no longer want to do those things. When your life has changed, you'll want the things of God. Keep loving God's word. Keep a hunger for God's word. Keep thirsting after God. Amen. In Revelation, the third chapter, the 15 and 16 verse, it says, I would that you would be cold or hot. He was writing to that church of Laodicea. He said, you are not cold nor hot, but you are lukewarm. Amen. And he said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. They made God sick. In other words, if you are cold, God can set you on fire. Amen. There are times you're not going to always be on the mountain. Sometimes you're in the valley. That's why it feels like you're cold. But sometimes somewhere in that valley, if you can keep a song or keep a praise on your lips, God will set you on fire. Amen. If he don't set you on fire, he'll give you peace. A supernatural peace, a peace that passeth all understanding. In other words, a peace that you can't even put into words. A peace that passeth all understanding. Amen. He'll give you that peace. Then there are times he'll give you your joy. Amen. All you have to do is ask. Amen. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. All you have to do is ask, Lord, give me that joy. Amen. And he'll give you that joy. The word of God. Amen. We're going to turn to it. Hebrews 4:12. It's just a couple books over. Timothy, Titus, Hebrews. Hebrews 4:12. It says, go down to, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even unto the discerning, dividing asunder the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's word is quick and powerful. Amen. God's word will encourage you. God's word will strengthen you. God's word can give you strength. Amen. One of the things is that it also lets us know is that in the Old Testament, God speaks. Unless God speaks, we would have few ideas about what God was like. The phrase, thus saith the Lord, occurs more than 400 times in the Old Testament. The Bible depicts God making promises, ushering the commands, teaching wisdom, giving comfort long ago. At many times and in many ways, God spake to our fathers by the prophets. Hebrews 1:1. The God of the Bible, through commissioned witnesses, the prophets and the apostles, all scripture is breathed out by God. 2 Timothy 3:6. Scripture recounts where we came from, why we are here, and where we're going. The Bible is the story of God. It's the story of who God is and who we are and who we are to each other. God to humans and humans to humans. The Bible doesn't tell us everything there is to know. It tells us something better. It tells us how to know God truly and glorify him fully. It is a message from heaven intended to reveal God. God calls people to himself and teach them what they need to know in order to live out the heavenly citizenship here on earth. We are joint heirs with Christ. We are joint heirs with Christ. Amen. That's something to be thankful for. That's something to be joyful or grateful for. We are citizens. Of God. Amen. We have a heavenly citizenship. Amen. And we're to live that out on earth. Our blessings don't just start when we leave it. It starts now. Right now. Faith works in the now. Now faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. What God is authoring doing is speaking, promising, commanding, and so forth is covenant. The Bible is the story of God's covenant. Covenantal dealings first with Israel through Abraham. Then Moses, he gave the law. He gave Abraham the promise that he was going to be the father of many nations. And then David. Then with the church, thanks to the new covenant mandated by Jesus, Hebrews 12:24. In each case, God reaches out to bless those who trust and follow him. The covenant blessing is communion with God, dealing as God's covenant partner, as God's spouse. We are the bride of Christ, y'all. Amen. We are the bride of Christ, the church. Is his bride. Amen. God, in each case, God reaches out to bless those who trust and follow him. The covenant blessing is communion with God, dealing as God's covenant partner, as God's spouse, covenantal partners. Sharing God's own life in everything he is and has, just as in a marriage. That is why the Old Testament freely describes God as jealous, to underline the importance of Israel's faithfulness. Amen. The Bible is something like a marriage proposal. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God. That's in Exodus 6:7. This formula reveals the Bible to be a covenant document, whereby God pledges his loyalty to the children of Abraham. The Bible is the story of how God fulfills his solemn oath to be there for his people forever. Both the Old and New Testament are covenantal documents. in the Latin, the word testament means covenant. So we have the Old Testament, and then we have the New Testament. Both of these are covenants to us today. Amen. Even though it was written long ago. Because the Bible is God's covenantal marriage proposal, it marks our people to be distinctly His. It is the founding document of a specific group of people. Amen. We are a peculiar people, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. Amen. The Bible alone is God's final say-so about himself, humanity, and Jesus Christ, the God-man. The biblical authors themselves recognize this finality. Moses explained to Israel that God's law was fixed. Everything that I command you, you shall be careful to do. You shall not add to it or take from it. Deuteronomy 12:32. Likewise, Peter explained to the first Christians that Jesus was God's final answer to the problem of sin. And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12. Amen. As I get ready to close, keep a hunger for God's word. One of the things I found out is that if you lose that hunger, if you lose that thirst, the Bible in the Beatitudes in Matthew 6, it said, blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. As I get ready to close, loved us so much that he gave us his son. He gave us Jesus. Jesus is the second part of the Trinity. You have God the Father, Jesus, and then the Holy Spirit. They're all three, but they make one. Keep a hunger for God's word. Keep that love for God's word. I just wanted to give you a little history, a little insight today. Amen. We're not gonna shout you down today, but what I just want to share with you, if you don't get nothing else out of this message, one of the things I want to encourage you is that, and we all should try to make an effort, myself included, if we can, possibly if you're not working, be in Bible class. Amen. Sunday school and Bible class is one of the ways that you begin to really, really grow. And you cannot stop the preacher while he's preaching and ask him a question. So in Sunday school and in Bible class, you're able to ask questions. You're able to learn. Amen. Even in intercessory prayer, if you can make it. Amen. I'm going to try to do better and make it. You can ask questions. Amen. You learn. Amen. You must grow. You cannot stay once you become saved and once you become converted, and I believe that most of us are already saved, but we must continue to grow. Amen. And one of the things that happen is that sometimes you can be going through trials and the enemy will try to knock that word out of you, but you got to keep it in there. You got to keep it in there. Amen. I'm done. I'm done. Amen.
God bless you, Minister Lauren. We pray that God will restore every virtue that left your body on today. We pray that God will continue to use your body for his glory. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your minister on this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for using him, for you are mighty God, amen, that there be mighty works in the life of your children that all had an ear to hear in today. So, yeah, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. We're going to be one on today. We thank you, Lord. The doors of the church are open. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. If you have never prayed the salvation, prayed the prayer of salvation before in your life, and you realize, you know, that, you know, today you know, you realize that there's such a wonderful and enormous that's calling this on your life. Maybe you have been realized it. Will you press one today? Minister Learn and I and Pastor Tonika, we will help you to pray this prayer of salvation. This is the most important thing that you can ever do in your life. We all going through something. We have something that's going on in our life. And most of the time, these things that's going on in our lives, it's just, it ain't got to the place to where it's out of control. That's why we have a Savior. Amen. Will you press one? If you are online and you're listening online, you know, do call in at 845-277-9213. Press 1. Amen. If you're in need of prayer for anything, I thank God that we can come to him for every single thing. That we serve a God that's able to do all things. I think my wife and I was just talking just a couple days ago. If God can't do it, it can't be done. But the good news is there's nothing that God can't do. So if there's something that you're in need of, if there is whether it be physical, amen, see, let's not always come to God for the physical thing. But if there is something that's physical that's going on with you, if there's something that's spiritually going on with you, amen. Hallelujah, whether it be for yourself or whether it be for a brother, a sister, a husband, and wife, I do encourage husband and wife, you know, to definitely come to God in prayer. Oh, my Lord. Will you press one? Hallelujah. If you are looking for a church home and you believe that the gospel public ministry is the perfect place for you to grow, amen. Will you press one? We thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit, you know, so wherever we are right now, you know, we are spirits. So there's no time and no distance when it comes to spirits being together. Amen. So whatever city that you're living in, yeah, I live in the city of Houston, so you may live in another city. But we thank God that God, hallelujah, is everywhere. So will you press one? We're just going to love on you. Amen. Minister Learn, he mentioned this today. You know, we're going to encourage you to come study the Word of God with us, to come to Bible study and come to Sunday service. And we're going to encourage you to love your brothers and love your sisters. See, we need you just as much as you need us. Amen. Well, see, you have to come. Amen. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for every single word that proceeded out the mouth of your prophet, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for every single word, Father God, that you have given unto us today, that it may reach every single anointed heart, that it may reach every single anointed ear, and do what you have set forth for it to do. Your word, Father God, hallelujah, has already been established in heaven,
And we thank you, Father God, that when this word flows out the mouth of your servant, hallelujah, that it reach one, that it teach one, that it bring each and every one unto you. See, that's what we're here to do, to be vessels. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God, that you call us to be that body that you flow through. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for your blood. Hallelujah. Your precious blood that covers every single sin. It covers a multitude, hallelujah, things that we may not even understand. We thank you, Father God, that we have your blood. And when those times come, Father God, when we are met right now with the wrath of the enemy, with the wrath of Satan, we thank you, thank you, thank you, that you have come and lift up the standard, hallelujah, against them, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are victorious. And we thank you, Father God, that you have created us, hallelujah, to be victorious in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We say all is well. All is well with us in our home. All is well with us in our relationships. All is well with us in our children. All is well with us in our marriages. All is well with us in our finances in the name of Jesus. All is well with us in our physical bodies in the name of Jesus. All is well with us in our mental world in the name of Jesus. Our inside world is all right because you are all right. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. Amen.
Glory to God of this family that has taken, hallelujah, time of gift giving. If you have your tithes and offering and you want to give on today, amen. You want to pray over those gifts on today. For God has blessed us to be a blessing. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, we bless your holy name. For your word says that you give seed to the soil. Amen. And as you, Father God, that give the increase. So as one planted, oh God, in water, you give the increase on today as we come giving, oh God. Not out of necessity, oh God. We come giving freely and freely we have received. And we just want to say thank you. Dear Jesus Christ, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that your children is up. We are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. Hallelujah. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And those tithes and offering, if you are sending today, it'll be cash out Pastor Chantel or Zelle at 832-989-3649. God bless you. At this time, we have our morning, our announcements for today, April the 30th, 2023, at the Gospel Public Ministries with Senior Pastor Dorsey Manning. We thank God for everyone here in Sunday service on Monday at 6 a.m. And actually, this week, we are having our midnight prayer. If you have not received that flyer, email, remember midnight tonight. We start our 7 days of fasting and prayer coming together at the midnight hour on the church line at 12 midnight. So join us this midnight at 12 as we venture into these 7 days of fasting, prayer for deliverance and for breakthrough. Amen. And coming against every generational curse. Hallelujah. Decree and declaring victory and deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So join us tonight at midnight here at 845-277-9213. Amen. And Wednesday night, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Hallelujah. We're well into our minister learning, minister training. Amen. We started that 2 weeks, I think that was last week. We've started on April the 20th. Amen. We thank God for it as we venture on through the whole year and just trusting God for a mighty move in our minister training classes that we entered into. And on Sunday, join us for two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to wish everyone a happy birthday, those that are celebrating a birthday this month of April. As we start a new month on tomorrow, and we want to wish those that are celebrating a birthday on today in the month of April, my niece Twan, you know, she is celebrating her birthday today. So happy birthday to all the April birthday babies. We pray that God will continue to bless you and increase in his goodness and favor. May the joy of the Lord continue to be you all strength. I pray you with, God will bless you with long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. And we pray for those on today as well that are celebrating their wedding anniversary. Amen. If you're celebrating your anniversary, amen, we bless you and pray that God will continue to keep you all and strengthen your marriage. But you remember your vows that you said before God and keeping those vows and honoring one another and loving one another. Amen. Not allowing anyone to come between you. Father God, we thank you. It's you, oh God, that ordained marriage between man and woman. So we pray for those that are celebrating their wedding anniversary this month of April and even on today. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to be your strength. May you all continue to find favor in the sight of God. And may you seek God even more together in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we bless your union. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And congratulations to the Chief Apostle Mark J. Robinson.
Yes.
Senior and his wife, Sean.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Rock, First Lady, I should say. First Lady. Amen. They got married on yesterday. I was able to attend their wedding nuptials, and it's a beautiful time. So God bless our brother and sister in Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. That does conclude our announcements for today. Oh, yes, one other announcement. So I forget, we are preparing Good Comedy for the next play, which is coming on 2 days in the month of May, May 27 and May 28, which is a Saturday and a Sunday, called Enough is Enough. So join us, get your tickets at thegoodcomedy.com and be a part of a good time. Amen. Amen. And that does conclude our announcements for today, Sunday, April. Glory to God. At this time, we will release the pastor's blessing. We hear the Gospel Public Ministries, Senior Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty, amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function in excellency, amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we bless you. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Again, we thank our brother, Minister Learn Green, you know, for the word that he allowed the Holy Spirit to flow through him. I pray that every single one was able to something from God today. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, may it make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, amen again. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Join us here at the 2 p.m. Central Time hour for Sunday service, if you may. Amen. The word of God is going to go forth just as he has already prepared it to do. I don't know what time it is in your time zone, but we are 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, I believe. Houston and Chicago at the same time. So whatever time it is in your time zone, remember, church, that Minister Learn and I and Apostle Tawanika Manning, you know, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you, though. Hallelujah. We can't. Hallelujah. Remember, Satan has already been defeated. He's a defeated foe. Every single thing that you face in your life, you decree that today, that he is defeated. The situation that you are defeated. We are not defeated. Those things that show up in our life are defeated. Because Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you and may God keep you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
That.